Ross, what are we doing?
The season finale, man. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of River Dudes. I am your host, Ross P. Jones. With me today is this guy some people call EJ.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's me. That's right. What the hell? What the damn hell? Yes, it's me, EJ. You know, the guy who hosted 12 other episodes.
Yeah,
it's me. Welcome to the show, everyone. Today we're talking about episode 13, which is the season finale of season 1 of Riverdale. And I couldn't be happier or more psyched to talk about this episode.
Chapter 13, The Sweet Hereafter.
Yes. So the chapter 13, The Sweet Hereafter, also shares, I don't know if you know this, Ross, or if you paid attention to the last 12 episodes, but it also shares the title with the 1997 film starring Ian Holm, who you may know as Bilbo Baggins in the original Lord of the Rings. Yeah. But the title is fitting to The Sweet Hereafter. Mm. Now, Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa originally wanted to end it, the big reveal in the last episode. And it was Greg Berlanti who said, no, do it in episode 12. And then when that, wrap everything up and see the after effects of what happens immediately after.
Yeah.
They all find out.
Greg Berlanti knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He shows.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah.
He's great.
And it was such a great idea that Roberto Aguirre was like, yeah, I'm doing that. That's how I'll write this arc. So they revealed everything, the last one, with Clifford Blossom being, spoiler alert, the killer of Jason Blossom, his own son. But, I'll get into this episode was written by Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, and returning to direct was Lee Tolan Kreiger, who directed the first three episodes of this season, as well as a couple films and stuff, with Celeste and Jesse. But also a shout out to the cinematographer, Steven Jackson, who did the entire season one, except for two episodes.
Yeah.
And, I think it was episode 1 and 8 are the only two episodes.
So he was a big part of the show.
Right.
This season.
Huge. And he's responsible for making Riverdale look
like
Riverdale.
Yeah.
Neon grayish color. It doesn't look like anything else. You know what I mean?
It has a unique look to it.
Yeah. And I would call neo-noir, you know?
Yeah,
he
has a unique style.
Yeah. And so I guess I will start off with what is happening in this episode. So right out the gates, we get a pun from Jughead. And he was like, it was the ultimate cliffhanger. And it's literally showing Clifford Blossom hanging. Yeah. Because he killed himself. And that's when we start to see where Jughead is writing on his laptop. Same with Alice is writing for the town paper, the Register, and they kind of share a lot of this dialogue, but basically they give the full story of what actually was going on. So basically the maple syrup business that Clifford Blossom owned was actually a front, and he was kind of like a drug kingpin or a cartel. And transporting drugs all over. And so Jason Blossom, his son, finds out and threatens to expose the truth, and that's when everything gets spirals out of control. So Jason gets kidnapped by Mustang, who is the serpent who Archie almost gets into a fight with in the Outsiders episode, and then and then we also see where Mustang also died in the last episode because of the overdose.
In the hotel,
But it turns out, so Jason gets kidnapped by him, and then Jason's murdered, and Clifford kills Mustang to tie up his loose ends, cover his tracks.
Cover it up.
And then he tries to implicate that Hiram Lodge was actually masterminding the whole entire thing by leaving that money bag with the HL. under Mustang's bed.
Yeah. Like hotel room. Yeah, for Hiram Lodge.
Yeah. But. So that all happens. So they pretty much give you that within the dialogue of Jughead and Alice, like, talking about it. And then we go to something very similar to what we got earlier this season. And go ahead, bud.
Okay. Betty walks with Archie to school, which is a nice call back to the pilot episode.
Yeah.
But she talks to Archie about her family and how they are and how they really are. How nobody really knows who the Coopers really are.
Right.
Like, they don't really know who they are.
Yeah, and, like, then, like the town of Riverdale doesn't understand what is beneath, like, what they see, you know? Yeah. So it's a really... And it is a really nice moment going to the pilot of that relationship of Betty and Archie. Like, they're best friends, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it cuts to Sheriff Keller... And he hopes that FP can cooperate and give up who's dealing locally.
Yeah.
And FP Jones, Jughead's dad, who's kind of like ahead of the Serpents, he says, he's like, oh, we don't deal with the hard stuff. You know? So he basically is like, no, I'm not going to give anything up. And we're not doing heroin, so it's not like, I don't know why you're trying to get me to talk about it or anything. So that's basically that.
Yeah.
Also, we see where the lodges are preparing for Hiram's return. The mom is super psyched, Mrs. Lodge, where Veronica is like, I'm okay.
I don't want to see him.
Right.
I don't want to see him.
So then it cuts to where Veronica is now with Archie. And she's like, I think we should tell everyone about our relationship, like, what's going on. She's like, I think we should talk to people and tell them about our new budding romance, you know? And Archie's super skeptical, but eventually they give the news to Betty. And she is actually cool with it. Like, she's like, yeah, I'm okay. And they actually get to talk about it a little more. So they tell her at school, and then Archie and Betty are called to the principal's office
to talk to Mr. Mayor McCoy.
Yeah. And so they're waiting outside and she's like, yeah, Archie, it's cool. Like, I'm with Jughead and you're with Veronica. It only makes sense. I'm totally fine. So then, so they go in and they're talking to Mayor McCoy. And the mayor wants Archie and Betty to headline the 75-year Jubilee. Yeah. And Archie, she wants Archie to sing with the Pussycats.
Yeah.
And she wants Betty to give a speech. Now, Betty and Archie are kind of like, well, what about Jughead? He's just as responsible for figuring all this out with us.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, because of his dad being in prison... And his tie to the Serpents, and it will just be really confusing. So we're just gonna have you guys do it, and that's when we could go to you, man. Back to Betty.
Betty tells Jughead about the story she's writing, and also mentions Mary McCoy wanting her to do a speech. They also talk about Jughead's dad's case.
Yeah, and so like they're like, okay, maybe like the dad may be able to get out if he cooperates and stuff, but the dad's like, FP is like, there's nothing to cooperate. Like, I don't know who else is dealing locally.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then afterwards, Betty chats with her parents about her story and is upset they won't publish it for the Register. The Coopers agree with Mayor McCoy and think they shouldn't talk about FP and the Serpents.
Right. And so that, and then Betty's like, are you kidding? Like, Jughead is innocent. FP is innocent.
Yeah.
And we're not going to go forward with this? Like, what are you guys on crack? Are you actually doing the hair? No. but she's a little upset.
She's surprised.
They're not going to run her story in the Register.
Yeah.
But then...
Betty decides to go ahead and publish her story in the school paper, The Blue and Gold.
Yeah. So, and then she's like, she pretty much tells Veronica, oh, well... My parents won't publish this in the local paper. At least I could publish this in the Blue and Gold, the school paper.
Yeah.
But, that covers that.
After she publishes about F.P. Jones being innocent, Betty's locker gets vandalized at school. A message written in pig's blood. Mrs. Yeah. Cooper finds out and gets concerned.
Yeah, she... Betty just blows off. She's like, whatever. You know, like, oh, they could threaten me if they want. But basically, because she says FP is innocent in the paper, people are like, oh, usurping, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, she's like, whatever. But her mom actually is concerned. Like, she's like, I'm worried about your safety and reputation.
Mm.
Where Betty is like, we're doing the right thing, you know. But I guess that could come back to me, and I'll tell you about Cheryl. So basically, Cheryl gives up her spot on the Vixens to Veronica.
Yeah.
And Veronica is a little nervous, kind of concerned, to be honest, that that's not very much like Cheryl. And then we also see where, like, Cheryl then apologizes to Jughead and gives him a brooch to sell at, like, a pawn shop to buy as many cheeseburgers as he wants.
Yeah, well, that's something Cheryl would never do to
him. Yeah.
Because Cheryl doesn't really get along with Jughead.
Right. She apologizes because in the last episode, Jughead apologized to her about his father's involvement.
Yeah.
And then she lays into him. Like, so she pounds him.
Yeah, and then she felt bad about it.
Yeah. And pummeled him pretty good, as she says. But, like, she does that, and then she gives away that brooch, and that's when Veronica's like, guys, I don't know. I'm, like, kind of nervous about Cheryl. She is acting, like, very unlike herself.
Yeah.
Afterwards, we get where Mrs. Lodge asks Veronica to talk to Archie to get Fred to sell his half to the lodges.
Yeah.
And Veronica's like, no, I'm not going to talk to Archie about that. It's not that big of a deal, and you're going to have to just do it on your own. And she, like, Mrs. Lodge is concerned because she knows that Hiram and Fred will not get along and be good business partners.
Yeah.
But we also get to see where Penelope Blossom is being super cruel to Cheryl.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't, like, very, very cold. Mm-hmm. And, which is really weird for Cheryl because she lost her brother, she lost her father, you know what I mean? And then the, like, all she cares about is, like, the reputation that Clifford had, you know? Like, she's like, it should have been the biggest funeral in Riverdale.
Yeah.
And now he's getting buried and, like, no one's there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, so, yeah, so basically, that's the gist.
Okay, and then Betty talks with her mom, and Mrs. Cooper apologizes and then reveals the truth about something that happened a long time ago, that she was pregnant after homecoming and had to give up Betty's brother for adoption.
Yeah, which is huge.
Yeah,
like,
that's
that
big.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
And that's when, so she tells her that, but the gang is together. Because they, like, Jughead ends up going to the Southside school.
Yeah.
And they're nervous that Jughead's going to get in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually seems like he's, like, fitting in well.
Yeah.
And so they all go outside. And we have that moment where Archie is with Veronica and Betty's with Jughead. And Archie's looking back. It's like, Veronica's like, isn't it great? Like, they're soulmates. And he's like, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But then all of a sudden, Veronica gets a text from Cheryl, and it's a very alarming message.
Yeah.
So, like, she's going to be with Jason now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what? And then they're like, where is she? Where can she be? So they rush to Sweetwater
River.
Yeah. And find Cheryl, and she's, like, trying to, like, chop the ice.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Cheryl, don't do it. And
they
she's
run
like, oh,
the,
okay.
And then they run
and
on the ice.
And then she actually, yeah, she falls through the ice.
Yeah, they run on the ice trying to help, trying to save her. And then their ice cracks, and then she falls under.
Yeah, and so she falls in, and then she kind of gets swept up with the current a little bit underneath.
Yeah.
And so she's, like, going, and Archie is, like, punching through the ice. He's like, boom, boom, and he's, like, busting his hand all up.
Yeah.
But he actually, he ends up saving her.
Yeah,
and he pulls her out.
And he ends up breaking his hand.
Yeah, so KJ Apa, the actor who plays Archie, actually broke his hand doing this scene, which is pretty crazy. And so the rest of the episode, you see him in a cast.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why, is because he broke his hand doing this.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's, yeah, back to you.
Okay, afterwards, Betty is getting ready to give her speech later at the Jubilee, and her mom wishes her good luck.
Yeah. And so it's a very nice moment between, like, because the whole season they've been at such odds with each other that they're starting to come around and kind of, like, understand each other a little bit better, which is good for both of them, you know? And then...
Jughead visits his dad in jail and tells his dad he has to go to Southside High, but he will be back okay.
Yeah.
But he'll be okay there.
Yeah. Yeah. And so after this, that's when, like, it cuts to the Jubilee now.
Yeah.
So Archie's in a cast, but he has, like, a discussion with Veronica, like, before he goes out on stage. Mm-hmm. And he tells her he pretty much wants to be serious with her, kind of like Betty and Jughead.
Yeah.
And because Veronica's like, I notice you give a look to them when I said about soulmates. It's like, I've been thinking about it lately, and I want to have what they have. I want, like, I'm happy for them. Yeah. Like, I'm always going to like Betty. I'm always going to like Jughead.
Yeah.
And I just kind of want what they have and with you.
Yeah.
And Veronica's like, okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, boy, you got it. No, she did not say that. But then the Pussycats tell Archie he can play the song he wrote.
Yeah.
Because originally he was like, oh, can we do this? And she's like,
no.
But because they heard about him singing Cheryl and him being kind of like a hero, they're like, yeah, we're going to play the song you wrote. So so Archie and the Pussycats perform at the Jubilee, and the people love it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Really good song.
Yeah, and then that's when Betty goes to give her speech.
Okay, Betty delivers an amazing speech to the Jubilee. She talks about how F.P. and is Riverdale, F.P. Jones is Riverdale, Jughead is Riverdale. Pretty much sums up her speech by saying everyone needs to support everyone.
Right, and so she's like giving this great speech, and first people are kind of like, oh, I don't know, right? But she kind of nails it. She's like, we all need to support each other. We all need to step up and not sweep things into the shadows, but embrace who we are.
Yeah.
And at first, like, people are like giving her weird looks, but then Jughead arrives just in time for her speech, and then he's like clapping, which gets Kevin to clap, and then everybody like applauds, like gives her like an ovation. Mm-hmm. And then right before they leave, Fred is talking to Mrs. Lodge, and he's like, hey, I'm not going to sell, actually. Like, I mean, I thought about it. I'm not going to sell.
I'm out.
Yeah. So then I guess we could go to you.
Okay. To end the episode, Jughead and Betty have a special moment in Jughead's trailer. Telling each other they love one another. Their moment gets interrupted, though, by a knock on the door at Jughead's trailer. It's the Serpents, and they induct Jughead into the gang and give him a Serpent's jacket.
Yeah, yeah, which is like... So Betty and Jughead are like, hey, I love you. And she's like, I love you, Jughead Jones. And so they start to kiss, and then... knock, 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 and who's at the door but a tall boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of the Serpents.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, we're gonna look after you, kid, you know, and like, here's a jacket. And so, you know, he puts on the jacket, and the dog barks at him, and they're like, hey, quiet down. And I'm gonna get to that in a second, because that's important. He puts on the jacket, and he's like, yeah, I'm digging this. Like, Jughead's like, got the jacket on. He's like, gives it a couple tugs, and he's like, I'm into this. And then Betty kind of just is like, Juggy? You know, like, she's like,
she looks
concerned.
Out the door.
Yeah, she looks out concerned.
The door. Yeah.
That's pretty much the gist with Jughead and Betty. That's where it ends for them. Yeah. But the episode has a couple more things. So Cheryl... So, pretty much the gang, after the speech, have a great nightcap at Pops.
Yeah.
And then they go home, and they're both kind of in, like... We see the Jughead stuff that you just talked about, where they are kissing. Same with Veronica and Archie.
Mm-hmm. And Jughead narrates the end of the episode, though.
Right. Oh, well, but yeah.
And they're at Pops.
But one thing too, we get to see, it cuts over to Cheryl, and Cheryl burns down her house.
Yeah.
Just like the Talking Heads. Yeah. Not really, but
burning down the house.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so she's like that, and the mom's like, "What are you doing?" I don't know why she sounds like Adam Sandler. Like, she's like, "Ah." But so she does that, and then so then we have where Archie wakes up the next day. He's feeling good. He goes and he's like, "I gotta go. I'm gonna meet my dad for breakfast."
Yeah,
it's kind of like a tradition.
Yeah,
and so he rushes to Pops to get breakfast. He's like, "All right, Dad, I'll be right out. I just gotta wash my hands."
Yeah, everything looks good.
Archie's washing his hands and he's like kind of reflecting on how things are going right now, like being where they are, which is pretty great.
Yeah.
And so he's like, "Yeah, this is like good. This is really good." And he like looks in the mirror and he gives like a little smile, like, "Wow, life's pretty good."
Yeah.
But then he kind of hears something. Mm-hmm. He like shuts off the water and he's like, "What? What is that?" And he hears like shouting.
Yeah.
And he walks into what looks like a robbery.
Yeah.
Because there is a guy in a black hood. Very important. And he is on the counter and he's like, "Where's the register?" He's like, "I don't have a register." "Oh yeah, I do, but I don't know where the safe is." I don't know. He's whatever he says. But basically the black hood.
Yeah, and he has a gun to Pop's head.
Right. And then Fred is like, you know, so like Fred is sitting there and he sees where Archie comes out,
mm-hmm.
and the black hood points the gun at Archie, but Fred jumps in the, you hear a boom.
Yeah.
And that's when Jughead's like, "This will go down as one of the days that Riverdale truly lost its innocence."
Yeah.
And so it cuts back.
In the end of the episode, you see Archie, we see Fred on the ground.
Yeah.
Bleeding, and Archie's trying to save him.
Yeah. And then that's the where it ends.
Yeah.
And you're like, "What just happened?"
Yeah.
Like that. So it starts with a murder and ends with someone getting shot, you know? Yeah. So this season was phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
Easily one of the best seasons of television that I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Like I truly loved it a lot. But I guess we could go into some Easter eggs now. And there's like a ton. Like I was definitely like looking for some, but one thing I will point out right away is Jughead has a little cheeseburger sticker on his laptop, just so, because he loves his cheeseburgers.
Yeah, he does.
We also see where Jughead makes a Scooby-Doo reference.
Yeah.
While he's typing his report and giving the narration, pretty much saying he would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for some meddling kids.
Yeah.
But it's reworded a little different, but it's a cool Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. It's a reference.
Tons of snake puns. They're like, "Step on a snake's head," and they're like, "Oh, he, into the snake pit he goes."
Yeah.
And so there's a ton of like talking about serpents. But then we get a nice reference to Shakespeare, because V calls her mom Lady Macbeth in this episode, because she's a little on the cruel side at one point when Cheryl's over, like Veronica invites her over after the ice, like falling into the ice, and she's warming up by the fire and she's like, "What is she doing here?" She's like, "Yo, chill, Lady Macbeth."
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So but so we get a little nice reference to William Shakespeare's Macbeth. Also, the drum logo is the same as the comic and font on the Josie and the Pussycats drum set.
On the bass drum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of awesome. I was like, "Whoa, that's pretty neat." Another thing we get that Veronica says this time is "Save the cheerleader, save the town," which is, I don't know if you remember the show Heroes, but the quote of that show was "Save the cheerleader, save the world."
Mm-hmm.
So we get another reference, like pop culture reference to a different TV show.
Mm-hmm.
We get the song "Believer," Imagine Dragons, when there's that makeout session between Archie. Also, we get the first appearance of Hot Dog, which is Jughead's dog in the comics, because when the serpents arrive, the dog barks at Jughead.
Yeah.
He's like, pipe down, hot dog. Like, Tall Boy says that. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's hot dog.
Yeah.
And I was excited. Yeah. Very pumped.
Yeah.
Also, the Black Hood appears. Now, there were kind of hints to the Black Hood I skipped over it. I was like, oh, we'll talk about that down the line. But basically, there's a Dirty Harry poster that we see earlier in the season.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And which kind of foreshadows the Black Hood arriving.
Yeah.
Because the antagonist of Dirty Harry is called Scorpio. And Scorpio is actually based off the real-life serial killer, Zodiac.
Yeah.
And Zodiac also dons a black hood.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of similarities, especially we'll see more. Mm-hmm. But we get into, the second season. But there is a ton of similarities between the Black Hood and the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy. But yeah, they really gave that cool Easter egg. I mean, you really have to dive a little bit, but at the same time, it's kind of awesome. So I guess we could start to wrap this up. And first thing, I just want to make a couple of announcements. We will be back to cover season 2 in 2 weeks. But first, next week, I am super pumped. This is the most excited I've been
to
cover anything.
It's going
to
be good.
We are doing a very special episode of River Dudes because next week we will be talking about the 1990 made-for-TV movie Archie to Riverdale and Back Again. We kind of talked about it briefly a couple episodes ago,
yeah.
But we are going to watch it. Because me and Ross,
yeah.
And I might have a special guest come in and discuss it with us too. But basically, we're going to talk about that movie and see what we think about it. And I cannot wait because it is kind of corny. But at the same time, I don't know. Maybe it's great.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not.
Yeah,
I don't
we'll
know.
See.
We'll see. But I guess, Ross, if you want to give us some plugs and stuff.
Okay, yeah. The rating I would give this episode, give us a 5 out of 5 Pops milkshakes. What would your rating be?
Oh, 5 out of 5 Pops burgers, for sure. This was a great season finale.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Our plugs are, you can follow us on Twitter, at RiverDudesPod. My personal Twitter page is at Recovery108. Our Instagram page is at RiverDudesPodcast.
Yeah. And one thing I, if you guys want to follow my personal Twitter, it is at EJ Leeson on Twitter. Also, I am on Instagram. I am there. If you find me, that's great. I don't remember what it's called though. So I do use it. I don't know what my name is. I have a weird name on there and I keep forgetting to look it up. Anyways, I guess that's all we could say is River Dudes.
River Dudes.
See you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.